Good afternoon and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at LaPorte High School, LaPorte, Indiana, home of Ken Schreiber Field. Ken Schreiber, 38, maybe 39 years, 1,010 wins, 217 losses. Got 7 state titles. Might have got that 8th state title afterwards. Coach Schreiber, we'll mention a little bit about Coach Schreiber. The gentleman here in the press box, Mr. Dave Parcell. Parcell, he played in Coach Schreiber's first season at LaPorte. That was the 59-60 campaign. And we'll mention that Dave Parcell coached at Fremont following playing for Ken Schreiber. And we'll also mention he became the athletic department, the athletic director at LaPorte following that. Blessing had an opportunity to meet him. What a quality gentleman. He was here watching Fremont. I will also mention we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. Hey, it's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights and the Union City Indians. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Knights are finishing up their infield outfield practice. They're getting ready for baseball. They're talking about 207. Around 207, first pitch in that vicinity. We'll mention this game is being brought to you by Christo's Family Dining. What a place to dine. That's right here in LaPorte. They're open 7 days a week, 6 to 10, 6 a.m. to 10 o'clock. They also have two different locations. That's in finishing up their practice. That's in Knox and Plymouth. That's Christo's Family Dining. You'll enjoy that. Also bringing you today's ballgame is Reynolds Farm Equipment. SamFishers.com, audio, auto sales. Thomas Docks, your home away from home. That's in Davenport, Florida. The Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. AGM Auto, LLC, also car truck restoration. Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. Dino and Company, Mobile Flower Shop, Sign Production, and PutMeInSports.com, Internet Radio Sports, 2008. So we'll mention the public address announcer here, LaPorte, is Mr. Todd Hinesley. Todd Hinesley tells me, working in year number 20, 20 years behind the microphone, does a fabulous job and working behind the mic. And he also runs the DJ box. He is the disc jockey. He's spinning tunes here. What quality tunes right here. That is Mr. Hinesley. At Hinesley. They're finishing up the field right now. They're packing it in right here at home plate. What a beautiful facility here at LaPorte, home of the Slicers. Down the left field line is 326 down the in the alleys. 62 straight away, 380, just a mirrored opposite in right in right center field. We'll talk a little bit about LaPorte High School. LaPorte High School, they have a school enrollment of 1,804. They're in Class 4A. They're sectional number 3. There are 5 in their sectional. Played their baseball sectional. Plymouth High School made it to the final game with Mishawaka and LaPorte. Mishawaka 6, LaPorte 3. That's Class 4A. That was sectional number 3. Also in their sectional was Michigan City Wolves, Mishawaka Marion, I should say, the Cavemen, Plymouth, the Pilgrims, and South Bend Adams, the Eagles. Principal at LaPorte High School is Mr. Scott Up. Scott Up was also baseball coach here at LaPorte. And he is currently the baseball coach for the LaPorte Slicers, and they let me know that in the previous 64 years, there have only been 2 baseball coaches at LaPorte. That's Coach Schreiber, Coach Up. Well, making the principal is Scott Up here at the LaPorte High School. The athletic director is Steve Santana. The assistant athletic director is Jeff Sherman. Athletic Secretary is Michelle McLennan. LaPorte High School is located at 602 F Street, to LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. And dial them by telephone at 219-362-3102. On the web, it's GoStricers.com. They were the college team of orange and black. Perform in the Duneland Conference. That's the Duneland Athletic Conference. Here's the 2024 order of finish. At number one, it was Valparaiso, followed up by Chesterton. Three was Lake Central. They were playing today. I believe they got a win over Westfield earlier today. Don't quote me. Four was Crown Point. Number five, LaPorte. Number six, Portage. Number seven, Merrillville. Number eight, Michigan City. And I say game taking place today was Lake Central, 22-9. Lake Central had a six-game win streak beginning the ball game. The Westfield Shamrocks are the ball game at 21-10. Do not have a confirmation, but late in the game, I think it was 4-1, Lake Central, and maybe in the sixth inning. And I will mention, Port Slashers this season, baseball, they finished 18-11. 7-7, they were fifth place of the eight teams in the Duneland Conference. As mentioned, the head coach, Scott Up. The assistant coaches at LaPorte High School for baseball is Jeff DeMass and Rob Schellinger. At the LaPorte High School, they are hosting this contest, and they take good effort and good pride in what they're doing. They are grooming the field right now, running it around the perimeter there, the infield, and they're making it look just like it should for the beginning of a ball game. We'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. Today, it's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Their school was founded in 1956. The school enrollment of actually 304. I have that on good authority. And it's a Class 1A, Sectional 54. The regional final game was last Saturday on the 1st of June. That was a 1 o'clock start. Lafayette Central Catholic got the win over Frontier. That was a 5-inning game. The real mention principal at Central Catholic is Daryl Beck. Athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant AD is Charlie Roberts. Athletic administrative assistant is Stacy Hall. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. And dial them up by telephone at 765-474-2496. The web is lccathletics.com. They wear the colors navy and white. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. West Division finished third place of nine teams this season. Currently 25 wins, 6 losses on the season. They have a 9-game win streak currently. They finished 7-1 in the Hoosier West, and as mentioned, third place out of 9. A coach for Central Catholic Knights is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 Central Catholic graduate. The assistant coaches for Central Catholic Knights, number 6, that's Ryan Johnson. Number 21, A.J. Bourdonnais. Number 22, Kevin Donahoe. Number 26, Fred Rogers. Number 43, David Sherritt. Number 44, Don Anthrop. And number 39, James Smith. Knights have 6 losses on the season. I mentioned first loss came to Bishop Chittard, 7-6, back on March 26th. They had a 5-game win streak, I should say, so Catholic at that time. Or since then, 5-game win streak. We'll just mention the losses. McCutcheon on April 13th, the 12-4 contest. Highland got the win over Central Catholic, 4-19 on April 19th. We'll mention Garen Catholic got a decisive win in the classic there, and Catholic Classic. Now, we'll also mention Eastern Comets back on April the 30th for the 4-2 contest. And Twin Lakes Indians, 5-2, got the win on May the 8th. Now, we'll also mention a little bit about the Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Indians today, they performed at the 11 o'clock ball game Eastern Time. We're at Kokomo. They played at Municipal Stadium. Twin Lakes got the win over Delta. 2-0. Tanner Coble got the win. Twin Lakes. We'll mention a little bit about Union City. Union City Indians, they have a school enrollment of 248. Class 1A, Sectional 56. Regional final was last Saturday, June the 1st. That's in Union City when he gets Westdale. It was a good one. Union City 7, Westdale 6. Well, mentioned Union City committed 0 errors in the ballgame. Westdale with 5. I mentioned Westdale had 2 hits in the ballgame. 12 hits for Union City. Union City got the win. We'll also mention the principal at Union City High School is Jason Loomis. Athletic director is Mike Thornburg. The administrative assistant is Britton. It is Brittany. There we go. Brittany Webb. We'll say Union City High School is located at 603 North Walnut Street, Union City, Indiana, 47390. And dial them by telephone at 765-964-4840. The web, it's ucindians.com. They're shaking hands out on the home plate after the plate meeting. We'll mention Union City, where the college team of red, white, and blue form in the Tri-Eastern Conference. The Tri-Eastern Conference, 9 teams in it. Public address, going to speak here. We're going to capture him on microphone here momentarily. Semi-state ball game. We'll mention Tri-Eastern Conference. Cambridge City, Lincoln, Centerville, Hagerstown, Knightstown, Northeastern, Fry, Union City, Ian County, and Winchester. We'll mention Union City currently 16 wins, 6 losses on the season. They have a 4-game streak, win streak intact. They finished 4-4, 6 out of 9 teams in the Tri-Eastern Conference. Head coach is Jason Dowler. 16 wins, 6 losses this season. Winchester has lost, as mentioned, 6 games. They fell on April 13th to Winchester 2-0. They fell Winchester 5-4. Centerville 7-3. Winchester 3-2. Hagerstown 9-1. And Knightstown on a 7-6 ball game. So they're missing the non-starters. We'll try to capture some of this.
Dan Kirk. Number 25, Vincent Palinko. Number 14, Jonah Gerke. Number 29, Ethan Millett. Number 7, Cooper Rinback. Number 24, Ben Weeks. And number 27, Keegan McCarter. Now the starting lineup, the 25 and 6 Knights. Being off at second, number 9, Hudson Gitwine. Heading second, at third, number 17, Gavin Boutel. Heading third, pitching, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Heading cleanup, catching, number 3, Jackson Kane. Heading fifth in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Heading sixth in center field, number 33, Brian Robbins. Batting 7th, designated hitter today, number 30, Gus Sandberg. Will be hitting for the first baseman, number 21, Isaac Schipinger. Batting 8th in left field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. And batting 9th, shortstop, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. The Knights are coached by Mr. Tim Bordenay, assisted by Mr. John Anthrop, Mr. Fred Rogers, Mr. Ryan Johnson, Mr. James Smith, Mr. A.J. Bordenay, Mr. Kevin Dadaho, and Mr. Dave Spirat. Now the lineup. Home team on the scoreboard, the Union City Indians. For the non-starters, number 3, Blake Curry. Number 4, Angel Nico. Number 6, Asa Vaughn. Number 20, Colton Emmerich. The starting lineup for the 16-6 Union City Indians. Hitting off at short, number 1, Jason Connor. Batting 2nd, on the mound, number 10, Zach Holt. Batting 3rd, in center field, number 24, Trenton Spence. Batting cleanup, first baseman, number 14, Owen Dowler. Batting 5th, behind the plate, number 5, Corbin Richards. Batting 6th in left field, number 2, Braden Huggins. Batting 7th, second baseman, number 8, Brennan Hoggett. Batting 8th at third base, number 30, Caleb Lutz. And batting ninth, designated hitter, number 7, Jose Angel Perez. Hitting for the right fielder, number 12, Jace O'Connor. In city is coached by Mr. Jason Fowler. Let's play ball.
So, public address, Mr. Hindy, letting you know, starters and non-starters for this ball game. Getting ready to step in. We're going to take some warm-up tosses. Union City, the pitching in the ballgame, he wears number 10 for Union City. He's got 56 and two-thirds innings under his belt. 10 is Zachary Folk. We'll go by Zach Folk. He's a senior. He's a shortstop and a pitcher. Zach Folk has 6 wins, 4 losses. He has 11 appearances. This is number 12. This is start number 2. Given up 51 hits, 32 runs, 21 of those runs were earned. Walked 22 batters. He has struck out 52 batters. An ERA of 2.59. We'll mention last year as a junior, he had an ERA of 2.09. But you're going to get some final warm-up tosses. We'll mention around the diamond for Union City. Their catcher, battery partner for Zach Folk, is Corbin Richards. Where's number 5? First base is number 14, Owen Dowler. Second base, number 8, Brennan Hoggett. At shortstop, it's number 1, Jason Connor. At third base, it's number 30, Caleb Lutz. Left field, number 2, Braden Huggins. Center field, number 24, Trendon Spence. And in right field, number 12, Jace O'Connor. Jace O'Connor is going to play defensively. Batting for him will be Jose Angel Perez Contreras. He wears number 7. Going to step in, going to bat here in the top of the first inning. The batter going to step in for the ninth. It's going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein will be the leadoff batter in this ballgame. From the windup, first pitch on the way, one long foul ball back to the screen, 2:14 p.m. Here this game will play this evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's 7 o'clock Central Time. They'll play Oregon Township. The final game. Here comes the second pitch from Folk. Breaking pitch. He'll take it back up the middle. Going to be a shot to the left. To center field. Floats in. One hop in the glove of Trendon Spence. Bring it in. A base hit for Hudson Gutwein. Batter going to step in for the ninth. It's going to be number 17, Gavin Buquel. Third baseman for the ninth. Signals given. Coach Bourdain at third base. Not many given. Work from the stretch. Long stretch right there for Folk. He'll look at first base out of the stretch. Now the set position. Here in, he'll hear him to pitch. The Buquel, he'll try to get a bunt down. He'll foul it back to the screen. No balls, one strike. No balls, one strike. In baseball at LaPorte High School is about like playing on a very nice minor league grass field. Stepping back in. Turn in, looking at six. Ball flies. Out of set. Soft move, first base. Probably about a C-plus move. Be a B-minus at the worst. Zach Bull, kind of a nonchalant, getting warmed up, thrown over to first base. Out of the set position is a pickoff move again. That was more like an A-minus move as he showed some velocity. Getting back safely is Gutwein. Gutwein on the season, trying to pick up a stolen base. Gutwein has 19 stolen bases. He's been thrown out one time. Out of the set, he attempts to pitch to Buquel. Inside edge, strike call. No balls, two strikes. Buquel, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Hand clap signal from third base coach, Bourdain. And then looking at signals, checking first base out of the stretch. Check it again. Now the set position, took off move, about an A minus. I say, well, that's close to an A. He's getting close to that A plus move. No balls, two strikes. Modest lead at first base, maybe less for Gutwein. Comes the 0-2 pitch to Gavin Buquel. Upside a ball, just misses. The disciplined umpire. That's always good. He's doing a heck of a job. One ball, two strikes. Then look at single. Out of the stretch. Checks it again. Out of the stretch. Out of the set position. Here comes a pickoff move back to first base. trying to keep him close, trying to keep Hudson Jukewine around first base, trying to give Corbin Richards that extra advantage to throw him out should he attempt to steal. Alex Cat is the pitch. Ground ball. Shot between third base and shortstop in a roll into left field. Baden Huggins is going to pick it up, toss it in. Cut off, second, excuse me, shortstop, Jason Connor. So, good boy for the Knights. We're at the top of the first inning. Everybody out, stepping in for the Knights, going to be the three-hitter. Number 10, Lucas Gerke. He'll step in, straightaway stance, left-handed batter's box. Working out a stretch, now the setter checks second base, here's the pitch. Gerke's going to put a bump back to the pitcher. They'll get the out at first base, they'll move the runner to second, third, and third base. Lucas Gerke, mission accomplished, there's one out. Stepping in, it's going to be Central Catholic Knights four-hitter, number 3, Axie Kane. Axie Kane, right-handed batter, junior class member, spends a lot of time on the 300-foot field. To add those end zones, you pick up 30 more on each side, more feet. Stepping in, right-handed batter's box. We're going to have a stretch, now the set, runners at second and third for the Knights. Comes in. Right below the kneecap, strike called. He thought it probably was low. I'd much rather have to swing in a low strike than one above the zone, called strike. Stepping back in, right-handed batter's box. Action Kane, out of set, here comes the pitch. Low, we're going to short hop the glove. Stepping in front of him, good block with the glove. Corbin Richards. So, one ball, one strike to Jackson Kane. Step back in. I tap two aboard, second and third base, one out. Evan Vitale gave up the bunt for the out to move the runners. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Get the signals, a few signals given. Action Kane steps back in. We're going to have a stretch. Turn in looking at signals. Out of a set position, checks third base. Here's the pitch. The catch, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Jackson King going to step back in. Him straight away in the outfield, playing him pretty respectively in center field and right field. Out of a set position. Here comes the pitch. Upside, ball two. Air ball three. 3-2 count. Off pitch on the way. Two out. My error's one out. I'm getting used to the scoreboard. He does a heck of a good job putting the scoreboard up immediately. Here comes the pitch. Side ball four. So Jack and Kane going to pick up a base on ball. He'll jog to first base. Knights have three aboard. There's one out. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Cade Minnick, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking at signals. Not Minnick driven. Cade Minnick going to scratch the dirt right there. Steps in. Now stretch, now set. Set, here comes the pitch. Upside edge, strike call. Perfect placement. Isaac Falk. Falk, one strike. Tainted batter. Cade Minnick. Set, here comes the pitch. Taking pitch, misses, might have been low, close to the plate, might have been finished just low, as that plate, front lip of the plate is where they gauge the strikes from, according to how tall the batter is. Here comes the pitch. Take one to center field. Goes drop in, going to make a good catch. Catch is made, going to tag from third base, well, the Knights, heading back to second base in a hurry. It's going to be a sacrifice fly off the bat of Cade Minnick. Tagging up at third base, coming in, scoring the first run in the ball game is Hudson Gutwein. So, batter going to step in. He's a six hitter. Bren Robbins. Two out on the diamond. Runners at first and second base. Stepping in, right-handed batter's box. Bren Robbins. Manicure of the dirt right there. Footing that he likes. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. This pitch to Robbins. they kept swinging a miss. No balls, one strike, two outs. Top of the first inning. Ike's batting one run in, out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Folk. Outside of ball. 1-1 count. Playing him straight away, giving him some respect in right and center field. Playing a little bit shallow in left field. Out of set, here comes the pitch. The 5-1 back to the screen. He goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count on the diamond. Central Catholic, the visiting team on the scoreboard. Wearing the gray uniforms. Union City wearing the off-white, all-white uniform. Comes in, he'll take it back to the pitcher. Going to be caught. Off-line drive, inside-out pitch. That's three outs on the Knights. Knights are going to leave two aboard. Get one run in the bottom, excuse me, the top of the first inning. And with Union City coming to the plate after half inning, the Knights won. Union City, zero. I tell you what, I got an alert this week. It is so very worthy to mention. Thursday at 1 o'clock, got that alert. Journal Courier. I get the Journal Courier alerts. And I will mention West Lafayette Red Devils girls basketball coach. 18 years season, the 18th season coming up. Coming up right now. She's 239 and 154 at Red Devils. West Lafayette, overall, she's getting ready to coach in her 25th season. The 5th season coming up. That's overall anniversary year, sober anniversary year coming up. 107 wins, 243 losses. She has coached 550 basketball games on the girls' basketball court. I'm speaking of Jane Schott. Jane Schott. She is assistant AD at West Lafayette, girls' basketball coach. IHSAA State Finals caller commentator when she's not in the game. The assistant commissioner now of the IHSAA, she's one of them. And that's Jane Schott. She has become assistant commissioner. And that is all good. And we'll also mention a little bit about what's happening. They're on the diamond. We'll talk about the Central Catholic Knights. Knights are going to go out to play defensively. You're in the bottom of the first inning. We'll mention the pitcher on the mound today for the Knights is going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke has 49 innings under his belt this season. This is appearance number 13. This is start number 6. Faced 191 batters. He's thrown 677 pitches. Got a win-loss ratio of 7 wins, 0 losses. Given up 27 hits. Given up 8 runs. 3 of those runs were earned. He has walked 13 batters. He has struck out 46. 15 of those batters went down looking. Lucas Gerke has hit 5 batters along the way. So he gets some warm-up tosses. We'll mention around the infield for the Knights. For the catching battery partner for Lucas Gerke is number 3, Jackson Kane. First base, number 41, Isaac Suppinger. He will play defensively. The DH in the ballgame, that's Gus Sandberg. Sandberg wears number 30. At second base, number 9, that's Hudson Gutwein. Shortstop, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. At third base, number 17, Gavin Boutel. In left field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. In center field, number 33, Bryn Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. So they get ready to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. First batter going to step in for Union City is going to be number 1, Jason Connor. Jason Connor plays the shortstop position. The first batter in the lineup for Union City. Right-handed batter. He's going to step in now. Bottom of the first inning. Game just getting underway. First game turned out to be a doozy. Mentioned it was a great ball game. Morgan Township and Fremont. Pitch comes in high above the zone. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking over the glove is Lucas Gerke. Here comes the pitch. Swung on to take one to left field. Going to back up Keaton Brooks just a bit. Make the catch. And there's one out here in the bottom of the first. Pretty solid stroke. The bat of Jason Connor. put some air under it. I tell you what, he got the sweet spot, that 15-inch sweet spot, that aluminum bat. Stepping in, left-handed batter's box. Does the pitching. Union City number 10, Zach Folk. Left-handed hitter, here comes the pitch. Side fastball, ball one. One ball, no strikes. 1 foot on the rubber, 1 foot off. Looking over the glove, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, first base. Isaac Seppinger. He fumbles it just for a moment, regathers it, he'll step on first. There are two out here in the bottom of the first inning. Batter in the lineup going to step in for the Indians is number 24, Trendon Spence. And then Spence plays the center field position. Right-handed batter's box. He'll step in. Six umpires on the crew. Believe so. Maybe four. So went down to four. They had six in the first game. Is that true? Both? I thank you. That's Edward. I'm sitting by Edward. We're a quality gentleman. He's an official. He worked at the Muncie sectional. Foul ball. Out of play. It goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals over the glove. Lucas Skirky. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Swung on, foul ball. Sharply hit. Severely foul. Count goes one and two. Thank you. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. From the windup, here comes the pitch from Gerke. They'll take one to left center. Take a good run for Brent Robbins. He won't get to it. He'll have to track it down up against the wall in left center field. That was a long run. It's going to be a triple. It's going to be a slide-in triple. Could have been a stand-up triple. Trendon Spence. So Spence is at third base. Next batter going to step in. Going to be the four-hitter, Owen Dower. Owen Dower was number 14. And Dower, the first baseman, I would guess it's Jason Dower's the coach, his son. He'll step in, has an open stance a little bit. That open stance helps you to see the ball for a little bit longer time as it comes in. Out of the set, comes the pitch. Looking pitch inside, ball one. Pretty good size young man. Dad's a pretty good size young man. You can tell Dad played the game. Or he wouldn't probably be here. But it happens. It happens. Somebody don't play the game and they want to coach. And they do. Here comes the pitch. Try to check his swing. It's going to be a called strike anyway. Breaking pitch. Goes one and one. So he'll step back in. Right into the batter's box. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Comes the pitch. Swung on and take it to right field. Come in just a bit. Now back up a bit. And Cade Minnick. Going to catch the fly ball, and the Knights get out of the inning. In the city, leave one aboard. Triple off the bat of Trendon Spence. And after one inning of play, Knights in front, 1-0 Union City. We'll mention games happening today. Baseball games happening. This is Class 4A, Class 3, Class 2, Class 1. In the North Division, Class 4A, I don't have only one final here, and that's the Twin Lakes Delta game. Class 4A at Lafayette Jets home field. That is Loeb Stadium. 11 o'clock start today was Lake Central at 22-9 going against Westfield, 21-10. And we're going to get some help here. And our second game today, 2 o'clock game, Class 4A. Mentioned it was Homestead at 19-10 going against Concord at 20-10. Edward's going to let me know that I'm Lake Central 5, Westfield 1, and that's a final. He's telling me that a Homestead in Concord in the fifth inning was tied at 3. Then at 8 o'clock start tonight, that'll be the final. That'll be game 1 winner versus game 2 winner. Now we'll go to Class 3A at Kokomo Municipal Stadium. As we know, Twin Lakes got the win over Delta. Edward lets me know game 2, a 2 o'clock start. That's Eastern Time, Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger, Mr. Jason Garrett, the coach. He's also the football coach. He's got to win in football. Now they're going against New Prairie. In the fourth inning, New Prairie up 2-1. Catch that up in a minute. Thank you, sir. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch from Falk. pop one up. Jeff Chamber, you'll take it to right field. Come in and make the catch. Fighting that sun. That sun has come out. That's good. Sandberg, the first pitch, fly out to right field. There's one out here in the top of the second inning. In the batter's box is number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter's box. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Then outside edge, strike called. Got a little bit of a tail. Maybe a little bit of a tail there. Not a lot of, just throw the screwball. Be the opposite of a curveball. Pitch comes in, strike two. A bit low, below the kneecap. A good pitch to swing that, but he only needs one. Ball, two strikes from the windup. Now glove, here comes the pitch to Brooks. Like a foul ball, left side, left to third base on the ground. Board, they thought about making a play on him, but didn't think too much. That ball was scorching. Good step back in. Balls, two strikes. Another glove. Here comes the 0-2 to Brooks. Side of ball. But didn't get the grip he was looking for. He's going to manicure his landing spot just a little bit right there on the dirt. Good step back in the rubber. Okay, on the rubber. He's working from the windup. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Oh, for a ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, stepping back in. Keaton Brooks, he plays left field. The catch in left field in the bottom of the first. He comes in. Thor hops the dirt right there. Good stop by Corbin Richards, the catcher. 3-2 count. Brooks. Fun out. Top of the second inning. Comes a wind in the pitch from Folk. Here a foul one, left side, out of play. Left-handed batter's box, that's Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, that batting average has been climbing as of late, probably about 6 or 8 games. Turn in, here comes a 3-2 pitch again. High above his zone, ball 4. Keaton Brooks going to jog to first base. To bat in the lineup, going to be First Central Catholic, will be the 9-hitter, number 11. Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton is the 3-hitter here in the second inning. He'll step in, working from the stretch. Zach Polk. Just singles, checks first base out of the stretch. Honestly, there at first base by Brooks, not much. Well, instead, here comes the pitch. Foul one. Excuse me, it's going to go territory. Hard to, going to be a ball drops. Couldn't make the catch. That was second baseman. Brendan Haggett, now behind first base in the grass, and runners are going to be safe on base. Runners at first and second base. One out on the diamond. Stepping in second time, he has some Gutwein. Gutwein, 31 games, he's played in all of them. 127 plate appearances, 89 at-bats. He's a 326. Out of set, here comes a pitch from Folk. The pop one out of play, right side. No balls, one strike. Some Gutwein in the batter's box. He'll step back in, 0-1 count. He's got an on-base percentage of 508. Half time. It's on base. Here comes the pitch. To get low, going to get just by the catcher, not far. Better stay put. Retrieval there by Corbin Richards. That stayed in the dirt area, the surround of home plates. The first and second, one out. Him looking at singles. Zach Folk. Out of set, he'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gonna get off the glove. Might have been a foul tip. Silver play, so it was a foul tip. That might be a bad term to use, but it's a foul ball, it's foul play. Runners at first and second base. Right-handed batter's box. 1-2 count. Comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Get by the catcher. They're going to advance 190 feet each runner. Now we have runners at second and third base. 2-2 count. Gutwein. Gutwein, 29 hits on the season. 26 are singles. one sophomore and two triples. Now the set comes at 2-2. 0 for ball three. Duke might have 13 RBI. He's crossed home plate 44 times. And that's above 12 times crossing the plate for a minute. Comes a pitch. Foul one, right side, out of play. Three balls, two strikes. And Gutwein in the midst of a quality at-bat. Gutwein quality at-bat on the season. He has 73. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Down ball, shortstop. Going to be fielded there by Jason Connor. They throw across the diamond, get the put out at first base with Owen Dower. The run comes in to score. Keaton Brooks, second run of the ballgame for the Knights. It's going to be an RBI off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. So 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Boutel taking signals. That's a hand clap signal. They're at third base for the Knights. Out of the set position. The pitch. Upside, a ball. Now it goes 1-0. Put in, 1 foot out. 17, Gavin Boutel. Right-handed batter, bats in the second spot for the Knights. Out of the set. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Foul one, right side, back out of play. Goes even at 1-1. Gavin Boutel on the season. All 31 games, 108 plate appearances, 89 at-bats. He's batting 337. That right-handed batter's box. Comes in, strike called. 1-2 count. Gavin Boutel, 423 on-base percentage. Gavin Boutel, 30 hits on the season. They are all singles. Comes the pitch. Take one to right field. Going to drop in. Turn to the right fielder, Jace O'Connor. And in the score from third base, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Two outs on the diamond. A two-out base hit by Boutel. Boutel picks up hit number 31. Stepping in right into the batter's box. Looking at signals. Stepping in now, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke wears number 10. He's the pitcher for the Knights in this ballgame. The set for Folk. Here comes the pitch. The drive one to right center. It's going to back him up and a veer to his right. And the fielder's going to run a long way and he'll call off the right fielder because he has the authority. It's a nice catch by Trendon Spence. Brandon Spence ran a long way. He ended up basically in right field for the third out here in the half inning. Knights pick up two runs here in the top of the second inning. And it's a 2-1 ball game. Union City going to come to the plate. We'll mention a little bit more about the North. Games happening today in semi-state at 2A at Oak Hill. 11 o'clock ball game today, Madison Grant at 17-10. Going against Ileana Christian at 19-9. 2 o'clock ball game this afternoon at Oak Hill. 2A. Westview at 19-10. Rochester Community at 20-10. And the final game will happen tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Class 1A at LaPorte. Schreiber Field, 10:30 contest at Central Time. That was 11:30 Eastern Time. Morgan Township at 13-13. Going against Fremont at 13-13, Morgan Township gets the win. They'll play tonight. The winner of this game, that'll be a 7 o'clock start Central Time, be an 8 o'clock start Eastern Time. Put Me In Sports will be here for that ball game, regardless of the two opponents. We're missing in the South. Happening in the South today, Class 4A at Mooresville. Mooresville Pioneer Field. 11 o'clock start, New Palestine at 25-5. We'll find out that Mooresville got the win over New Palestine. Thank you very much, Edward and Mooresville. And we'll mention Ileana Christian got the win over, I know, check that. You're telling me that Ileana Christian and Madison Grant, that was a 10-0 contest. Appreciate that. A little bit appreciate that. And we'll also mention right there in Class 1A at Jasper in the South. 11 o'clock game today with South Central. 14-8 going against Indianapolis Lutheran, 17-5. Second game happening right now. That was a 6-2 contest. South Central was defeated by Indianapolis Lutheran. South Central was a good opponent 2 years ago right here. Big time good opponent was Central Catholic. Pitch comes in. Short hops to glove. Ball one. The batter's box is number 5, Corbin Richards. The Union City. We'll also mention Bar Reeve, a 2 o'clock game at Jasper 1A, and Shackamack. Bar Reeve 25-6, Shackamack 21-7. They're playing right now. Comes in tight, right across the zone, inside edge, strike called. Down goes 1-1. So tonight's 8 o'clock winner, we'll play the 8 o'clock winner tonight at Jasper at Luxor Field. That will be the opponents. They don't know when they'll play. It'll be 2 games on Friday, 2 games on Saturday, but nobody knows nothing. Find out. Comes a wind and a pitch. It'll be a hit by pitch, inside edge. There's going to be a walk down to first base for Corbin Richards. Corbin Richards, the catcher. Now they'll work it from there. So next batter going to step in. Where's number 2? 6 hitter, Braden Huggins. Huggins, the left fielder. They're checking on Corbin Richards, making sure he's ready to go. He'll put his glove on. They'll put that sliding mitt on. Maybe not. No sliding mitt for him. Say what, sliding mitts are a big-time happening thing these days. I never even heard of one until about 2 years ago. Comes in outside of ball. Into batter's box, number 6. That's your six hitter, number 2, Braden Huggins. That's the other. We're now stretch, now a set for Lucas Gerke. Can pitch. Swung on, ground ball. He did by the glove. Good effort there by Mikey Stapleton. But taking a good backhand stop. And he might have got a glove on it, but he goes into the left field. Base hit off the bat. Braden Huggins. So Union City has 2 aboard with 1 out. Step back. No 1 out. 0 out. It's my ear. I saw the umpire was doing his signal, I guess, for the. Okay, there we go. Nobody out. They're going to check with him. I thought they were going to catch him walking. No, he calls sign out. Gets a signal off of Coach Dower. Steps back in. Lissette, he'll check second base. Here's a pitch from Gerke. Try to check his swing. They're going to ask him and say, yes, he did go. Oh, no balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter's box, that's number 8. Brendan Hoggett, he plays second base for the Indians. Out of stretch, now the set. Second base, out of set, checks it again. Comes the pitch, and they're going to step off the bat, no throw. Lucas Gerke trying to keep him close to second base, taking that steal attempt a little bit further. Now set. Here comes the pitch. Comes in, a ball inside. 1 ball, 1 strike, nobody out. Bottom of the 2nd inning. 2 aboard for Union City at first and second base. Now set. Gerke, he'll check second. Try timing play, he'll make the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1 ball, 2 strikes. In the batter's box, 7 hitter, number 8, Brennan Hoggett. Right-handed batter. Now a stretch, now a set. Next second, here comes the pitch. They'll take it back to the ground ball, second base, scoot one, fields it. They'll throw across the diamond with Mikey Stapleton. It's going to go over Seppinger's head. Still throwing there, coming in to score the run. Number 5, Corbin Richards. I get 1 out on the 4-6-3 attempt for a double play. Coming in to score is number 5, Corbin Richards. The 3-1 ball game. Stepping into bat, number 38 hitter, Caleb Lutz. Caleb Lutz, I've heard that name pronounced Lutz. Heard it pronounced Lutz. Now, Lutz seems to, he should have the short U sound, and that's the way he says it. Comes the pitch. Upstairs, a swing at it, swing and a miss. Coach Dallas looks at him, says, just calm down, calm down. He stepped back in. And then looking at signals. All of a sudden, Gerke, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. balls, two strikes, runner at second base, one run in from the bottom of the second inning for Union City. We can now stretch the set, check second base. Here's the pitch. Sexy swing that time. They may check, they may not. They want to know if it's a drop third strike. Jackson Kane makes the tag just in case. The drop third strike, ball in the dirt on a check swing. You got to find out right now to strike, and they're winning strike. The winner striking is thickly done. One ball, two strikes. A runner at second base. One out. Now the stretch. Look at the signals. Now out of the set. Comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Locks him up. Going to set him down looking. Two outs on the diamond. Stepping into bat is going to be the nine hitter number seven. Jose Angel Perez Contreras. Jose Angel Perez Contreras going to use the DH responsibilities today. Batting in place of right fielder Jace O'Connor for 12. Out of set comes the pitch. Cross knee high, strike call. Steps back in. And hitter number seven, Jose Angel Perez Contreras. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Wayne a miss. Count goes 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Two outs. One run in. It's a 3-1 ball game. Knights in front. Comes the pitch. Down ball foul. Stay in that box with an 0-2 count. Jose Angel Perez. Contreras. And I might get to say that name more often. I said, what? I've got to mention, Mr. Hinesley taught me how to say that, the public address. Out of the set comes the pitch. Gerke. Above the zone, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Piernan looking at singles. For set position. Comes the pitch from Gerke. Side of ball. 2-2 count. Routes. Runner at second base for Union City. Adjust the bill of the hat. I should say the back of the hat. Steps back in the rubber. Turkey out of the set position. Comes the pitch. Foul one straight back. Right on time. Just underneath the baseball. 2-2 count. Jose Angel Perez. And hitter appearing in, look at signals. Turkey out of set. Two pitch again. To pop one up on the infield. Be called for by the third baseman, Gavin Boutel. Make the catch on the grass, infield grass, for the third out. And we'll miss it. Union City Indians pick up a run here in the bottom of the second inning. They're two innings complete. Night three. Union City Indians 1. Again, we'll mention this game is in part brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, your Central Indiana equipment dealer, serving customers and the community. Yes, since 1955, Reynolds Farm Equipment, family owned and operated. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they supply farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used on deer products. Parts and service for agriculture, residential, and commercial construction equipment. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Here at the 276th Street Exchange. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, four hitter for the 19th Jaw Game. Took his gear off. First batter here in the top of the third inning. So, Jackson Kane, right here in the batter, going to step in. Zach Folk, number 10, doing the pitching. For Union City. member of the senior class. Here comes the pitch. High and tight. Jackson King kind of getting out of the way a little bit there. Count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Working from the windup. Back here's the pitch. Tight again. Ball 2. Trying to work that inside edge. Inside edge pitch, if you can jam a batter, they'll have a hard time getting quality bat on the ball. Ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. Inside. That's inside. Ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Universal take sign likely on. I have seen tonight's batter's bat and swing. 3 balls. Here comes the pitch. Comes in. Plate was wide open. Target. Zach Bolt takes the count to 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Top of the 3rd inning. Comes the wind and the pitch. Above the zone, ball 4. Jackson King going to jog to first base. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick, right fielder. So a senior class member. Signals given, 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. He'll step back in. Working from the stretch. Might have got a one right there. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Balls, 1 strike. Working from the stretch, peering in. Looking over at first base. Out of the stretch, looks again. It's the 3rd time. Trying to keep him safe right there. Going to be a pickoff move. Jackson King back safely, head first. Tag applied by Owen Dowler. So stepping back in, Cade Minnick. 0-1 count. Balls, 1 strike. Nobody out. Top of the 3rd. Here comes the pitch. Inside edge. Might have been inside half. Strike called. Balls, 2 strikes. Signals given. Base coach, Coach Bordnay. Several given. Of a set. I'll take that out of the stretch. Checks first base. Now the set for Falk. Here comes the pitch. The foul 1. Foul territory. He'll take it away. He'll be catchable. And he'll make the catch in foul territory. Left fielder Braden Huggins takes the catch. Ran a pretty good distance to make that catch. 1 out here in the top of the 3rd. It's going to be Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins wears number 33. Bryn Robbins is going to go to Kaiser University in Florida. Going to play football. I have seen him pick 6 twice in a game. 40 yards and 60 yards. That probably won't happen next this coming year because he'll be in Florida. Cough move, safe at first base. Jackson Kane getting the front side of that uniform dirty. Stepping back in. He did that as box, Bryn Robbins. All the set, here comes the pitch. Inside a bit tall. All 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Some signals given. Jackson Kane has some wheels. Not been called upon to steal bases very often. Comes in, a ball high. Balls, no strikes. Bryn Robbins, he's played in all 31 games, 116 plate appearances. Entering this game, 88 at-bats. He's batting 364. Comes the pitch. Pop 1. Foul territory. Going to float out of play. Balls, 1 strike. Look at his signals. What's your board name? 2-1 count, 1 out. Top of the 3rd. 3-1 ball game. Knights in front, they are the visiting team. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Zach Falk, now out of set, here comes the pitch. Waiting a miss. Then a breaking pitch, not a lot of break, but it had some movement. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bryn Robinson stepped back in. Jackson Kane is at first base, he drew a walk. First batter here in the top of the 3rd. Comes the pitch. Going to take 1 to center field. Sharply hit. Going to move to his left. Make the catch. Center fielder Trendon Spence. and Jack Kincaid will jog back to first base. Brent Robbins got a lot of that when he got a sweet spot on it. A little bit too much elevation, but a good swing. So stepping in with two outs. Hit the DH. Sophomore athlete, 30, Gus Sandberg. Sandberg, you'll see him with a pitching glove on also. I can either bat his box. Honestly, the first base, pickoff move. Safely head first. Kane, tag applied by Owen Dower. Safe at first. I need to batter's box. That's Sandberg. Here comes the pitch. Comes in knee high. Strike call. No balls, one strike. Sandberg looking at singles. Sandberg's played in 23 ball games. This is 24. Adding 68 plate appearances, 53 at bats. Batting 321. I was going to get by the catcher. You're going to get off the glove there. Jackson Kane, they call that reading the dirt. Take second base. Sandberg looking at signals. Runner in scoring position. Jackson Kane doing the running. Second base. Now they'll wait for him to put his gear on should that happen. Here comes the pitch. Now ball third base. Going to field it. They call it a foul ball. It was elevated over the nearly over the bag. It was left of the bag, a foul ball, when it hopped. Good play. I say, what? If you didn't have a base umpire right there, that call could go the other way easily. You never know. As long as it's not that Little League World Series play, that base umpire called it dead, and they reviewed it, and then called it fair. So, stepping in. Breaking pitch. Just misses, evidently. Two balls, two strikes. Sandberg stepping back in. Got some instructions there from Coach Falk, pitcher, Zach Falk, talking with his infield. Comes to set position, is a 2-2. Pop one up. Going to go to center field. Going to veer to his left and make the nonchalant catch in center field, Trendon Spence. So the Knights are out of the inning. They leave one aboard. They put no runs on the board. We'll mention at the end of 2.5. Central Catholic, 3. In the city, 1. And I will also mention FripsandFishers.com. FripsandFishers.com bringing you this contest. In business since 1983, 40 years plus. They buy, they sell, they'll trade, and they'll help you to finance your quality car, truck, or SUVs. At preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County, Indiana locations. Fritz and Fisher's at 8599 East, 116th Street. Reach him but there by telephone at 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. And their Noblesville, Indiana location, that's right there along State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield. Number there, 317-773-2232. Again, 317-773-2232. You can visit them online or visit them on site. Fritz and Fishers. .com, F-R-I-T-Z. I tell you what, a little bit about Union City. Union City, I was there for about 3-4 weeks ago. I was taking a sign out of the ground to bring it home. It's for an apartment complex right there. Now, Mr. Glenn Bill, the agent that made that possible to sell that particular facility, will also mention that game, bringing that contest to his thing. That apartment complex is right nearby some infields. I saw about maybe 2 or 3. Look like youth infields. Working from there is check it in, but that's Glenville. EPX. Okay. Glenville, you can catch him out of Ripple. Yeah. Stepping into bat. Right into batter's box. The city batting in the bottom of the third inning. Comes the pitch from Gerke, outside ball one. On deck is number 10, Jack Folk. One hitter at the plate. Union City, here comes the pitch. Side ball two. And then he'll step back in. That's number one, Jason Connor. 77 at-bats, 61 plate appearances. That's in 20 ball games. Here comes the pitch. Upside, ball three, 3-0 count. Jason Connor's batting average is 361 for 81 on base percentage. Set back in. Lucas Gerke pitches from the windup. Looking over the glove, signals, here comes the 3-0 pitch. Side, ball four. Connor will jog down to first base. He'll remove the batting gloves, keep those clean. He'll run without batting gloves. Now maybe he'll put on some running gloves. He will. Stepping in. It's going to be the left-handed batter's box. Number 10, Zach Folk. He's the pitcher of record, Zach Folk. Steps in. Lefty. On the set, Gerke. Here comes the pitch. Side and tight. A one, Jackson team going to jog out. Communicate a little bit with Lucas Gerke. And that's Zach Folk. He wears number 10. He's a senior. Zach Folk. 20 ball games, 73 plate appearances, 58 at bats. 345 batting average. Jackson King going to jog back. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. 3-1 ball game. Knights in front. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed batter, Zach Folk. Out of set, Gerke checks first base. Don't check. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Going to call that a strike. One ball, one strike. Encouraging the pitcher. There's nothing wrong with that if the count is suitable. Out of set, maybe not sometimes. Here comes the pitch. Throw a curveball, just misses. Lucas Gerke trying to bring it back into the plate. To the lefty. Goes 2-1. Ball, one strike. Here comes the set position. Comes the 2-1 pitch. Long set. Comes the pitch. Side edge, strike call. Zach Folk is kind of wondering how he's going to reach that outside pitch. And I'm kind of with him. Balls, two strikes. Out of set, now in set position. Here we go. 2-2 payoff, I should say. Even. Outside of ball. So then I can call that outside pitch with two strikes on you. You've got to earn a strike. And the umpire's not going to make you swing at something, not swing a ball. Been out of stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Jackson Kane. Out of set. He checks first base. Comes to 3-2 payoff pitch. Low and outside, ball four. So, runners at first and second base. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Number 24, Trendon Spence. Trendon Spence, right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Lucas Gerke. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Inside tight. Gerke reaching back. Some velocity. Velocity's there. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden ain't going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks Incorporated. They have high quality, custom built waterfront products and services. Build docks, they build boat lifts, they build seawalls, dock accessories, marine services, etc. And Jackson King working up a sweat behind the plate. I'm going to bring him out a towel, give him a chance to dry off a little bit. Nobody out. One ball, no strikes. At first and second for Union City. We're also making Thomas Docks Incorporated. You can reach them on the web at thomasdocks.com. In Noblesville, Indiana, they're a rural address on the White River, 20799 Riverwood Avenue. Thomas Docks are locally owned and operated. 1993. He can call them by phone at 317-774-3790. Again, Thomas Dock, 317-774-790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, by appointment. Ball's going to be made live. One ball, no strikes. Now a stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop, Mikey Stapleton. They go 6-4-3, and they're going to call him out at first base. So they get the double play, the call. There's two outs here in the inning. They'll move the runner to third base from second to third. And then, talking back to the dugout, 24, Trendon Spence. Had a little bit of in disbelief. And I can't really say on that one. Wasn't close enough. Play. Call time again. Jackson King is going to walk out. Jog out, actually. Going to talk with Lucas Gerke. Next batter in the lineup for Union City is going to be number 15, the four-hitter, Owen Dower. Owen Dower on the season, I mentioned, in 20 ball games, 72 plate appearances, 63 at-bats. 556 batting average. And we'll also mention 569 on base percentage. Leads the team with 35 hits. 22 are singles. First pitch from Gerke, swing and a miss. 22 are singles, 7 are doubles. 1 is a triple. And the first baseman, Mr. Dower, has 5 round trippers. Of a set position. Comes the 0-1 pitch to Dower. Low and outside, gets blocked by Jackson Kane. Ball, one strike, two outs. Playing straight away in the outfield. Second base, Gutwine playing deep, just beyond the dirt at the lip of the grass, the backside. Now, Lucas Gerke would like a new baseball. He's not going to be denied. Lucas Gerke wouldn't ask for a baseball unless he absolutely wanted and needed one. We're going to have a stretch. Turn in now out of set position. Here comes the pitch. Taking pitch, miss inside. One count. Righty facing a righty. First baseman Owen Dower, the batter. The pick for the night is Lucas Gerke. Out of set position. Checks third base. The one pitch. Try to check his swing. And they're not going to need to check at a position umpire. Home plate umpire calls this strike. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Now the stretch, now the set. Comes a 2-2. A good shot to left field. Coming in to make the catch. It was a line drive rope. Diving forward was Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks keeps the run off the board. And Owen Dower, in all likelihood, should have had an RBI with that hit. That'll end the third inning. The end of three complete. Knights, 3. Indians, 1. We'll also mention today's ballgame is in part brought to you by your home away from home at Davenport, Florida. You sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida. But you don't have a place to stay. So you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County, proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. You get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. To inquire, you can direct your emails, 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. Again, that's 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. .com, Davenport, Florida. Sounds good. So, next batter in the lineup for the night, going to be Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks made that play left field to end the bottom of the third inning. Step in is bad. Keaton Brooks on the season. Mentioning 30 ball games. He missed one game. He won plate appearances, 77 at bats. He's batting 312. 312, that average, as mentioned, has been climbing. Keaton Brooks, first pitch from Folk. Oh, and outside, ball one. Keaton Brooks on base percentage of 411. He's got 24 hits, 22 are singles, 2 are doubles. Here comes the pitch. Take a shot, ground ball. First base making the play. Go with Dowler. And there's one out here in the top of the fourth. Next batter in the lineup for the ninth is going to be Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton, he's a nine-hitter. Stapleton going to be the two-hitter here in this inning. They're stepping in right-handed batter's box. Stapleton in 28 games, 96 plate appearances, 76 at-bats. Here's the pitch. Go for ball one. Mikey Stapleton, batting average, 355. 22 on base with 7 hits. 23 are singles. Here comes the pitch. Side edge, strike called. Stapleton, as mentioned, 27 hits, 23 singles. He has 2 doubles. He has 1 triple. He has 1 home run. Comes to wind up into pitch. The ground ball just foul of first base on the ground. Stapleton, really down the right field line. One ball, 2 strikes. Tiernan over the glove. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Looking pitch. He'll go with it. He'll take it to right field. It'll drop in. One hop in the glove. Right fielder, Jace O'Connor. Mikey Stapleton gets himself aboard with a base hit to right field. So stepping in once again. Going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, second baseman for the Knights. Going to signal to step in now. Mikey Stapleton at first base. Mikey Stapleton has 9 stolen bases on the season and caught twice. Side, short hop, good backhand glove. Corbin Richards. So they check the wristband. They're using the wristband, probably a 3-digit system. Some teams go with the microphone in the dugout and the earpiece for the catcher. That's brand new this year. Comes in low for a ball. Balls, no strikes. Some teams elect not to. It's a prerogative type of thing. Stepping in. I need the batter's box. Then looking at signals. Folk. The set. Soft move. First base. Going to get by the glove. Short off the glove of Dower. Going to go back to the foul fence. Bounce off the foul fence. And around in second base, slide into third base, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton rounds the bases, and there's one out from the top of the fourth. Balls, no strikes. So Gutwein will set back in. See if any small ball shows up here. But sad, here comes the pitch. He'll take a drive to center field. It's going to be a sacrifice. See if he can tag up the good arm from center field. Trendon Spence throws just a little bit off target. The catcher was out in front of home plate. Couldn't reach back and make the tag. Sliding in safely. From third base, tagging up is Mikey Stapleton. 4-1 ball game, stepping in. That night, sacrifice fly off the bat at Hudson Gutwein. RBI. So stepping in, Gavin Buchel, third baseman. Gavin Buchel at the end of batter's box. Body on base working from the windup is Zach Folk. Here comes the pitch. Strike call right across the plate. Hit below the kneecaps, a good strike zone. A hand over fist. Strike zone is good if you can swing the bat properly. Here comes the pitch. He'll take it to right field. A base hit. Fair ball. Boutel picks up another single on this season. Boutel started the game with 30 hits, and they were all singles. And I believe that's maybe 31, the second hit in the ballgame. Don't quote me. Not making notes. Very good right now. So I fault myself. Stepping in, left-handed batter's box, Lucas Gerke. Well, set, here's the pitch. You know, float one out of play on the left side. Left-handed batter's box, Gavin Buttel. Excuse me. Number 10, Lucas Gerke. Left-handed batter's box. Both hit left. They look similar. Profile view without the number showing up. They look similar. I think, well, that's right. Inside, going to get off the glove. Short hop. Misplay it right there. They go around second base. And Gavin Buttel is at second base. So signals given. One ball, one strike. One run in. Top of the fourth inning. Knights batting. Then looking at singles. Alva Settler checks second base. Zach Falk hears the pitch. Gonna pop one. Left side playable. Might end up foul, might end up fair. It's gonna be a fair ball and they couldn't make the catch. Ball's gonna land just inside the third base foul line, about 40 feet out in the grass. Three Union City Indians nearby. So Coach Bournier gonna make an adjustment. Catcher to get back. You know, the courtesy runner, Calvin Reisman, 13. So Calvin Reisman is going to do the running. Jog out, he'll run for Lucas Gerke. The fourth batter in the lineup is going to step in, number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter's box. Now stretch, now the set. Zach Falk is the pitch. Take a line shot over shortstop. It's hard. A line shot goes into left center field. Stroke. Rounding second base. Going to slide in head first. But was not on target. Sliding in at third base. The Knights. We're going to call timeout on the diamond. Walk out and have conversation. Not much, but we're going to talk this over. Here's rubber. And they'll talk this over for a minute. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. To Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. When you're thinking about residential or corporate relocations, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years' experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for. You can call Lisa Stokes Bear. Happiness and her success are two of the same. Reach her at 317-513 or 086. And that's by cellular phone or text message. 317-513-4086. Stepping in, Kate Minnick. Working from the stretch. Runners at second and third for the Knights. Two outs. Top of the fourth. Comes in short off the glove. Nice block once again by Corbin Richards. Richard for the Indians. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter's box. Number 20. Caden Minnick. He's played in all 31 games. Comes to pitch. Ground ball just foul of first base. Minnick has played in all 31 games. This is 32. 121 plate appearances. 29 at bats. He's batting .293 on base percentage of .403. Lissette. Oh, here's the pitch. Side low. Might have been a breaking pitch. Might have been a cutter. They call that a cutter on MLB ball games. Looks like a slider in our vocabulary. Not the break he was wanting, but it could have been. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Right at first base. Just foul. At the A position umpire right there. Right on top of it. Four umpire system right here. That's a little less effort than a three umpire system. When you see that A position umpire, you might have been in B position to take home plate because the third base, or sure, the home plate umpire took third base. It's a different look. Comes the pitch. on shot, just foul, right side. So the foul ball right there. They're going to go back to their respective bases. On deck is Bryn Robbins. Left-handed batter's box, 2-2 count, two outs. Caden Minnick, runners at second and third base. Out of the set, Falk, here's the pitch. Just above the zone, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick, senior class member. He's played right field for 3 years now since his sophomore campaign. Here's the pitch. A ball. Oh, that one in the box, it'll end up dribbling just behind the plate. They'll pick that one up. Well, he'll keep the at-bat alive. Caden Minnick, all the at-bat in the works. He's got 57 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. Caden Minnick going to jog to first base. Stepping in is going to be the right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, senior class member, he'll look for signals. Not many signals given. I have the bases occupied, or all occupied, two out. Stepping in right here in the batter's box. Tap the plate. Ben Robbins, 364 batting average. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Top of the fourth inning, Nightcap runs in. Now a stretch. Now the set position checks third base. Zach Falk. Oh, for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Goes back to the bases, taking signals. Turn in, looking at signals from the catcher. Zach Falk, here's the pitch. Above the zone, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Bases are loaded for the Knights. Bryn Robbins batting. Out of the set. Zach Falk, here's the pitch. Dwight Cole. Down goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Step back in. And look at that signal, Zach Falk. The set will check third base, here's the pitch. Down ball, third base, he'll step on the bag, and the Knights are out of the inning. Fourth out at third base. Up the set, good swing, ground ball. The Knights do pick up two runs. Pick up two runs in the top of the fourth. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The 5-1 contest. Knights 5, teams 1. And we'll also mention this game is in parts. Brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, LLC. West of Arcadia. AGM Auto is located 1 mile west of Arcadia, Indiana. 266th Street. That's in Hamilton County. Future of your vehicle is in good hands. You put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto. Whether it's a routine oil change, the need, the expertise of an experienced AGM technician, AGM wants you to be safe and to stay safe the road in your automobile. A second type of service offered at AGM Auto is classic car and classic truck restoration. If you still have that older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn and covered up with a tarp, AGM has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty each and every restoration project they begin. AGM Auto, you'll find them on Facebook. Find AGM Auto. You might even see a 62 Ford, a 72 Monte Carlo, or maybe a 72 Chevelle. You might find that, and you can check that out. It's part of their efforts. Classic car, restoration along with truck. You reach in at 317-984-5283. 317-984-5283. Stepping in right into batter. Union City, bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes a pitch from Gerke. Outside edge, strike called. In the batter's box is number 5, Corbin Richards. Corbin Richards is the catcher. Right-handed batter's box. He's played in 19 of my 20 game sacks. Comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Hoban Riches, batting average of 296. Base percentage, 391. Here comes the pitch, breaking pitch. You're going to weigh that, and he'll go down on strikes. A good breaking pitch there by Lucas Gerke. There's one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping into bat, it's going to be number two, Braden Huggins, the sixth hitter. Braden Huggins, step in. Batting average of 375. He'll take a shot left field, foul territory. That was a rope. A foul ball. Ball's one strike that had to feel pretty good. Huggins, put a lot of sweet spot on that bat. Confidence builder with a swing like that. Comes the pitch. Foul ball on the ground, left side. Can't go 0-2. For Ben Huggins. 16 hits on the season. 15 are singles. He has one triple. Back up the middle, there's a base hit for Huggins. Roll into the glove of Brent Robbins. And Huggins gets himself aboard.
It makes the Brennan Hoggett.
So next batter to step in, seven hitter. That's number eight, Brennan Hoggett. He's the second baseman. Brennan Hoggett in 20 games, 62 plate appearances, 52 at-bats. He's batting 385 in that right-handed batter's box. 484 on-base percentage. Out of set, checks first base. Gerke, here's the pitch. Taking pitch, stays inside, ball one. Stepping back in. Brennan Hoggett. Soft move, nonchalant. Apparently a tag applied, if any, by Suppinger. That's safely. Is Braden Huggins. Out of set. Here comes the pitch from Gerke. Going to be behind the batter. Going to get by Jackson Kane. It didn't get by Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane had no chance. They run over to second base. Good effort. And give second base away on the thrown baseball. Ball zero. No strikes. Then looking at singles, Lucas Gerke. Set the signal out of set position, checks second base. Comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, going to pop one. Foul territory, left side, third base, making the play. Gavin Butel. I should add that the foul territory here at LaPorte High School is tremendous. A lot of foul territory. You would think it was center field, left field, and right field. A lot of territory to catch foul balls in. And that's a plus. That could be a plus. They've even got a warning track around the perimeter. Behind home plate, clear to the foul poles. I should say the fair poles. But set, here comes the pitch. He pitch. This misses inside. One ball, no strikes. Well, bottom of the fourth inning. Reset. Comes the pitch. Weighing a foul ball, left side. Handing pretty good. Got off the handle. Just above the handle. Count goes 1-1. In the batter's box, I should mention number 30, the eighth hitter, Caleb Lutz, is a third baseman. Here comes a 1-1 pitch from Gerke. Sad, he checks second, is the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Caleb Lutz, 20 ball games, 46 plate appearances, 36 at-bats. Caleb Lutz, batting average, climbing. He's got a 326 on-base percentage. Outside edge, strike, swing, and a miss. The Knights will get out of the inning. Union City leaves one aboard at the end of four complete. It's a 5-1 ball game. Central Catholic in front. We'll also mention today's ball game is in part brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. They have indoor, outdoor storage with flex storage availability. And call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location. Indoor storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobiles. That could be a Corvette, could be a Mercedes, could be a Jaguar, could be a bicycle, could be a Huffy, could be a Mongoose. We'll also mention or they have outdoor storage, always available. Contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. We go online and you can find them at www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's aipsindiana.com, or you can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, 317-774-1500. But you're going to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. Nice for the visiting team. Sky looking good. Got the sun kind of shielded. Kind of a gray sky. They said it was going to be 76 degrees today. This time next week, it might be in the high 80s. It's Indiana for you. They started out this morning about 59 degrees around 6 a.m. Stepping in, we're going to have a new batter. It's going to be Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer, number 12. So he'll step in, left-handed batter's box. From the windup comes the pitch. He'll hit a ground ball, second base. Going to be fielded there by Hoggett. They throw over next door to Owen Dower. There's one out. They're in the top of the fifth. Next batter going to step in, 34, eight hitter, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left fielder. He batted and played in 30 games, I should say. He's 31. As mentioned, batting 312. Outside edge, back to a curveball called strike. Ball, one strike. 0-1 count. Stepping back in, Keaton Brooks. Only takes one. Here comes the pitch. He'll take one the opposite way. He'll go left center. Going to be caught by the left fielder, Braden Huggins. Move a good distance to his left, and there are two out here in the top of the fifth inning. So we're going to see the ninth hitter, Mikey Stapleton. He's a three-hitter in this inning. Your signals, none given. Mikey Stapleton last time got himself aboard, I do believe. Right field, there's going to be a timeout call. Coach Bourdain going to meet Mikey Stapleton about halfway. Talk this over. So Mikey Stapleton, just a sophomore. Mikey Stapleton, he's pretty well on the diamond. Mikey Stapleton got some good play as a freshman. Step in, right-handed batter facing the righty. Zach Folk, here's the pitch. What about putting a bunt in? Comes in, pulls the bat back. It's a called strike. No balls, one strike. Bourdain has been known to bunt with two outs and bunt with two strikes. Comes a wind in the pitch. Pop one, left field, left center. Moves the center fielder to his right to catch. That's Trendon Spence in the final out. Knights here in the top of the fifth inning. Union City going to come in and bat here in the bottom of the fifth. And at the end of four and a half, Knights five, Indians one. And we'll mention a little bit about what's happening. Baseball. In the North Division, that's where we're at, Class 1A. We are at LaPorte High School. Semi-state baseball, the first game this morning, is played between Morgan Township and the Cherokees. That's the Cherokees going against Fremont Eagles. That game, Morgan Township will advance to tonight's final game. There was no media opportunity there in the morning, I should say the first ball game. We'll mention LaPorte High School, semi-state, 2:30 ball game. Actually, 2:30, I should say, Eastern Time, Central Time. This game started about 2:07, around 2:07 for the second game. That was in Central Time. And I will mention there are two media coverage stations here for this ball game. Union City Radio brought their radio. I've met both gentlemen. Actually, met one. And WZZY-FM bringing the contest back home to them and the other broadcast station, to Catholic Knights. They asked you to sign up, and I signed up. Anyway, it's putmeinsports.com. So anyway, that's the Knights in Union City media coverage in this ball game. Thank you. Okay. Stepping in, Jose angel Perez Contreras. Right in the batter's box. First pitch. Side half, strike Cole. It's set back in. Last time, went up the middle. Just swing. Here comes the pitch. You know, pop this one up. Be playable. Action came. The catcher going to give way to third baseman, Gavin Boutel. They were both there. Lucas Gerke was there. As mentioned, some coaches don't like their pitcher catching eyeballs on the infield. Sometimes they might not be able to go on after they make that catch. So stepping back in, be the one hitter, number one, Jason Connor. There comes a wind and a pitch. The pop one, right side. This is going to be a player. This is going to be a fair ball. Seppinger and Hudson Gutwein have a collision. Communication was not good. Probably a Gutwein type of baseball, but I tell you what, Seppinger is a player. Seppinger can play left field, center field, and he could play right field if Caden Minnick was not there. So they're going to get on base. Base runner aboard with one out for Union City. Coach Bourne is going to dog out, going to talk and actually check and make sure they're okay. It's a trainer type of visit. So he goes out and checks with him. Next batter in the lineup is going to be a left-handed batter, number 10, hitter Zach Folk. Zach Folk, the pitcher, he's going to try to help himself, the baseball bat, to close the gap on the scoreboard. Left-handed batter's box. Stand looking at signals, Lucas Gerke. On Pierre, he's going to make the ball live. It is live. He was making sure. Out of the set. Second base, here's the pitch. Threw a curveball in there for a strike. Lucas Gerke, right-handed pitcher. Left-handed batter, Zach Folk. Just pitcher facing a pitcher. No, they both have good baseball IQ. Out of the set, the pitch. Side of ball. One ball, one strike. One out, runner at second base. For the night, excuse me, for the Union City Indians, out of set position. At second base, here comes a 1-1. Foul of swing, foul ball, pulls it severely outside just beyond the nice dugout. Ball, two strikes. Ball's made live, here comes a 1-2 pitch. One out of the set. At second base, comes a swing and a miss. We'll go down swinging, and there are two out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter will step in for Union City, number 24, Trendon Spence, center fielder. Trendon Spence going to step in, batting average at 368, 464 on base percentage. Out of set, check second base, here's the pitch. Taking pitch. It's tight for ball one. And that breaking pitch at the right-handed batter. Oh, he's never had to deal with that type of deal. I had to deal with a screwball. And here comes a set position. Check second base. Here's the pitch. High and tight above the head. Ball for a ball. Ball goes into center field. Set by Bryn Robbins. He'll make a throw back to the cutoff at shortstop. That's number 11, Mikey Stapleton. So, two balls, no strikes, two outs. We're at third base for Union City. 5-1 ball game. It's in front. Bottom of the fifth inning. We're set. Check third base. Here comes the pitch. Above the zone, Jackson Kane comes out of his crouch to make the catch. 3-0 count. Right-handed batter's box, 3-0 count. Kostkirky out of the set, checks third base. Here comes the pitch. Thought about a scoring of a strike and ascending to space. Thought about a type of an encouragement pitch. Probably a good thought right there, but I can tell his heart is soft. Well, going to call. I'm out here in a minute. I'm going to make a adjustment there. Everything's good. Runners at first and third, runners on the corners for Union City. Right-handed batter's box. Owen Dowler. Out of set position, Lucas Gerke. Comes the pitch. He pitch, finishes away, ball one. Owen Dowler, he's a senior class member. He plays first base. He's also listed as a pitcher. Right-handed batter right now, 1-0 count. Timeout on the diamond. Chabordine going to walk out and talk with his infield. Still in the corners, there are two outs. We're in the bottom of the fifth. A 5-1 contest at LaPorte High School, semi-state North Division, Class 1A. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by CaminoandCompany.com. Camino and Company, they're in downtown Noblesville. Reach them on the website at Camino-AND-Company.com. Camino and Company, a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. 1884, El Camino, the mascot, is black. It's an SS. It's owned by D.E. Whitham. And they're going to get back to baseball. Lee Elbrecht, the owner of Camino and Company. Out of set, here comes a pitch. Across the dish, strike called. It goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. When Dowler, he's the first baseman. Out of set position, Gerke, here's a 1-1 pitch. Taking pitch for strike two. Taken for a strike. The count goes 1-2. Two outs. Runners on the corners. The Indians. Out of set position, Lucas Gerke. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Outside, no swing. Bit of a fishing pitch, and Dallas says, not me. Balls, two strikes. 2-2, two outs. Deuces a wild. Two on base. Out of set, Gerke. Here comes the pitch. Now ball, third base. Boutel fields it. Throw to second base. Look at the put out. 5-4. Hudson Gutwein covering the bag. A nice hit out of the inning. And Union City leads two aboard. And after five complete, it's five. Indians one. And a good friend of mine letting you know here. There's some scores here that I could reiterate. Final score. Final score, Bishop Dwinger. At Fort Wayne, Bishop Dwinger. And when he gets New Prairie, Prairie got the win 5-3. As mentioned, I got a mention of Twin Lakes. Circle it. I got a mention of Bishop Dwinger. Jason Garrett, head coach of the football team, head coach of the baseball team. Jason Garrett happens to be the name of a former Cowboys coach. Remember that? His name, the same name, a gentleman and a half. So, Twin Lakes are going to play New Prairie. Thanks for your help, Edward. Twin Lakes are going to play New Prairie at Victory Field. Well, that'll be good. That's Class 3A, but there's a lot of good baseball in 3A. So, you help me out here. Ileana? Ileana going to play Rochester? That's in 2A, and in Morgan Township, Central, we don't know. It's really to happen here. We don't know. So they're going to put one back in the glove. The pitcher, Zach Folk. Next batter stepping in. It's going to be Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein, step in. Took that final toss from Boutel to force out in the bottom of the fifth inning. To the bat in the top of the sixth. Him to line in the pitch from Falk. Side ball, good back in, short hop block by catcher Corbin Richards. Steps back in, no ball, 1-0 count to Gutwein. Him to line in the pitch from Zach Falk. inside half, strike call, right down meridian, knee high. Ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Foul to wide, here comes the 1-1 pitch. Corn off the club, Tippett in front of me, good block again, Corbin Richards. I may mention that Zach Folk, wearing the sleeves for his jersey, wearing the red long sleeves under his jersey down to the wrist. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play, right side. Root line, getting the bat through the zone quickly. Two count. They're stepped back in. Ball's live, here we go. 2-2 count. At Folk, wind up. Here comes the pitch. The pitch, he'll take it to left center. He's going to have some air, but they're not going to get to it. He's going to be picked up on a hop. Play by Trendon Spence. Cut that ball off. That's Hudson Gutwein to a two-base hit. Ball gets by him. It's a three-base hit or maybe more. So Gavin Vitel looking at signals. Going to get the signals when Gutwein gets on the bag. So stepping in, right-handed batter, Gavin Vitel. As mentioned, he has 32 hits on the season, but they're all singles. They put a bunt down. Going to go left side, and that's come off the mound to the right. At Folk will throw to first base, get the out. There's one out here in the top of the sixth, and that moves Hudson Gutwein to third base. So three hitters going to step in for the Knights. Number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke, pitcher of record for the Knights, steps in back left-handed. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of set. Comes the pitch. Strike called, outside edge. Goes 0-1. Lucas Gerke, batting average of .337. Lucas Gerke, .423 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Inside edge, strike call. So working the plate right there is Zach Folk. Inside edge, count goes 0-2. And looking at signals. Al Bissett, he'll check third base. The pitch. Inside low, breaking pitch. Ball one. He'll step back in, tap the plate. Lucas Gerke. Check that out here with Lucas Gerke in the batter's box. Comes up 1-2. Take his ground ball, second base. Play it. Howard's going to try to find a bag, and he finally does. That's good. Gerke is going to get an RBI. He'll give up the out at first base. And are two outs. And Hudson Gutwein comes in to score from third base. As mentioned, Hudson Gutwein. Right around 45 runs scored this season. If you check Max Fresh, you'll see some incredible stats across the nation. He comes in high above the zone, ball one. He'll step back in. Jackson King, pitcher for the Knights, where's number 3? There comes a wind and a pitch. That's swing and a miss. Jackson Kane on the season, his batting average has definitely climbed. It was down to .214 to .280 now, .456 on base. We had 16 singles, 4 doubles, home runs. Here comes the pitch. And a foul one right side, out of play. 1-2, 2 out. Up of the 6th inning, Knights have 1 run in. It's an 8-1 contest. Knights batting. And from the windup. Looking over the glove. Here comes the pitch. Jackson Kane. Going to be hit by pitch. Jackson Kane turns the shoulder. Jog to first base and act like nothing happened. He'll be at first base. Jackson Kane going to get hit by pitch number 8 on the season. Good minute. Step in, Jackson King going to be asked to put his gear on. Jabordney going to go with a different player there. It's going to be number 23, Brennan Van Kirk. Number 23, Sophomore. So Van Kirk is either running for Jackson Canes. He's going to have his gear on. Bottom of the sixth. Working out a stretch. Peering over, looking at first base. Out of stretch is Folk. He'll look again. And then Kirk in his pickoff move. Back safely. Had a big lead. And then he'll get another lead there. Van Kirk. Now stretched. On a set position. Here comes the pitch. Cade Minnick, he'll take it to center field. He went by the center fielder who had to come in, try to make the catch with two outs. That's the given rule. Sliding in to third base, they're going to call him out. Head first slide, try to take third base. And Cade Minnick will get credit for a hit. He'll only get a single. He stayed there. Van Kirk rounded second base. Head first slide at third base. It was a banger type of play. That's what they call it. The banger, and they call him out. So the Knights are out in it. Knights pick up one run in the top of the fifth. To the bottom of the fifth inning after four and a half. Knights 8. Indians 1. Bottom six. Battle said bottom of six. So too much effort here, I guess, maybe. I said, yeah. The ball around after taking warm-up tosses for the catcher for Jackson Kane. He's number 24, Ben Weeks. Ben Weeks, freshman athlete, listed as an infielder and a catcher. He's 6 feet tall, 155 pounds. He warmed up Gerke and backed out with his glove and gear on is Jackson Kane. So they're working from there. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. As we listen to some Chicago, what a quality band. Chicago, I kind of miss Peter Cetera. He kept singing. We still got to hear his voice. Chicago and Peter Cetera. That was a good blend. Blend is almost like a Dennis Young and Styx, almost. I'm going to take a throw down second base. Jackson Kane, tall throw, jumping up to get it. There with Hudson Gutwein. So they're going to step in. But Chicago, they got a lot of brass instruments. I saw them with REO one time. They all came back out for the encore singing. They sang Roll to Changes, all of them. All got involved with the singing, too. It was neat. It wasn't the same, but it was neat. Here comes the first pitch from Gerke. Swung on, foul tip in the glove. Might have got him off the body. It's a foul ball. The batter's box for Union City is number 5, Corbin Richards. Corbin Richards is the catcher for Union City. Corbin Richards, a member of the senior class. Breaking pitch. He'll stay with it, a full swing. The grass and picked up by the pitcher. Disturkey will throw him out at first base. There's one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in for Union City, number 2. Braden Huggins. Huggins, he's a left fielder. That's in the sixth spot. And Huggins has a batting average of .375. .453 on base percentage. And Huggins, here comes the pitch. Side and tight. A one. One ball, no strikes. Braden Huggins. Step back in. He's got 21 hits. 17 are singles. 3 doubles and a triple. Float one. Right side, is it playable? Foul territory? Yes, it is. And Isaac Suffinger makes a catch in front of the Knights dugout. A lot of grass here in foul territory. You'd almost not realize that that ball could be caught and still be catchable on this field. So, two outs stepping in. Number 8, Brennan Hoggett. Hoggett. Batting average of .385. He's going to pop one up on the infield. He's going to be foul territory back by the catcher. And Jackson Kane makes the catch behind home plate. Just outside the circle surround on the lip of the grass. The Knights get out of the inning. Union City with no runs, nobody left on base. At the end of 6 innings, Central Catholic. Central Catholic 6. And Union City 1. We do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention games happening in the South region today, Class 1A. Games happening South Central. Satellites win against Lutheran. Lutheran, the win. So Lutheran will play tonight. And their opponent for tonight's ball game, not quite sure. Not quite sure, but in that South game, Class 1A, Class 1A is Shackamack and Bar Reeve. Bar Reeve was the opponent, Central Catholic, a year ago. And Bar Reeve, a pretty darn good ball team. Coach Trevor McConnell, 1-0 Bar Reeve. It's live. It's in the seventh. 1-0 Bar Reeve is up on Shackamack in the seventh. 1-0 I tell you what, it doesn't matter if you're 1A, 2A, 3A, or 4A. Baseball is baseball. So they're getting warmed up right there. On the pitcher's mound, we're going to see a different pitcher for Union City. We're going to see number one, Jason Connor. Greencastle, North Posey. Greencastle up on North Posey, 3-0. It's a final. And then we knew Morgan Township, that's a final. They'll play tonight, the winner of this ball game at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And right there, Barry Shackamack, as you say, it's still live in the seventh inning. You got a heck of a deal there. That's pretty nice tech. Social media and social opportunities are so much better than we grew up. You born in 67, right? So, I got you by one. So, the pitcher's rubber right now. He's number one, Jason Connor. Jason Connor on the season. He's thrown 27 innings under his belt. He's got a 4 wins, 0 losses. His win-loss ratio. This is appearance number 11. Jason Connor, he's given up 14 hits, 8 runs, 5 were earned. He's walked 14 batters. He has struck out 45 batters. That's Jason Connor. So he's on the pitcher's rubber now, another right-handed pitcher. Stepping in. Up in the seventh, Bryn Robbins. Six hitter for the Knights. Here comes the first pitch from Connor. Breaking pitch. Looks well placed. It ended up low. Might have crossed the plate. Bit tall, that front lip of the plate. He got the breaking pitch working already. Here comes the pitch. Comes across the plate right there. Knee high, strike called. And goes 1-1. Staying back on the rubber, working from the windup. Nobody on base, top of the seventh inning. It's batting the pitch. Inside edge, strike call. 2-2. Robin's going to have to wriggle these to bat here. Going to have to 1-2. Here comes the windup from Connor. Here's the pitch. Four half to play. You're going to reach back for a little more MPH on that one. 2-2. Balls, 2 strikes, nice batting. Infield playing him pretty much regular. First off, maybe playing him to hit towards the second base. Swing and a miss. And it's caught, cleaned it. Catcher. Robin Richards has 1 out here in the top of the seventh inning. So we're going to see Alex Schumer once again. Alex Schumer is going to step in. Left-handed batter's box. Alex Schumer, a sophomore. He's 5'10", 160. The pitcher and an infielder, primarily second base at the moment. Here comes the pitch. He pitched. Strike called. Balls, 1 strike. Step back in. Alex Schumer on the season. A 353. Here comes the pitch. Outside low. 1-1. Schumer, 353 batting average. 522 on base. 9 RBI. He has scored 6 runs. Sophomore athlete comes in tight. Breaking pitch. 2-1. Alex Schumer got some extended play not long ago. Ike Stapleton, a little bit under the weather, gave him about three games. He played second base, had fun doing it. Comes outside, a little bit tall, all three. Three balls, one strike. Now we're in the top of the seventh inning. 4:02 Central Time. Comes the pitch. They'll take it the other way. He's going to get some air under it, though. Going to be caught in left field. Braden Huggins are two out here in the top of the seventh inning. Knight's going to send to the plate, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. Keaton Brooks, 24 hits on the season, 22 are singled. He has two doubles, 16 RBI, team runs scored. Comes in low for ball one. Keaton Brooks, he has had a base on balls offered to him. Take it, he took it, 12 of them. Hit by just one time. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. You're going to ask for a new baseball. Never going to be denied unless it's a rain game, and you might find out that ball has more weight on it than the one you're wanting. Or vice versa. Balls, no strikes, two outs. From the windup. Number one, Jason Connor. Comes the pitch. Strike ball outside edge. Just step back in. 2-1 count. Brooks. In over the glove. Look at signals. Out of the set. Here comes out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Just got enough of it to foul that baseball back to the screen. That ball might have got off the uniform or maybe the body of Corbin Richards. Played umpire. Walks out. He ended it with a baseball. That's customary. It happens a different way. The catcher sets the time and gives the home plate umpire a chance to recoup, recover. These umpires are tough. I did see a MLB umpire take one off the bicep that was not slowed up. He came back and pitched and umpired about 5 minutes later. Comes in outside edge. Ball. Down goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Then looking at signals. Jason Connor, the pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Side ball four. So jogging down the first base is 34, Keaton Brooks. And the Knights are going to make an adjustment on the base pads. I do believe, see here, Jabordney is going to send out Vince Telenko. The 25, Vince Telenko, going to run. So, the batter's box, nine hitter for 11, Mikey Stapleton. Vince Telenko, 25. He's a sophomore. He's listed as a pitcher and an outfielder. 6 foot, 155. Out of set. Comes to pitch. Going to be a base hit. Left field. Got through the grass here. Got to the grass. It was not going to be caught between shortstop and third base. And Mikey Stapleton has a multiple hit game. So runners at first and second base. Two out. It's batting top of the seventh. Can Gutwein going to step in? Might be maybe fifth time today to play. And he's going to tie the shoe. Tough task to tie the shoe when you butt with them batting gloves on. Saw a game guy do that. I think it's Morgan Township. Out of set position. Jason Connor, here's the pitch. Foul one off the handle. Some Gutwein. They're going to jog back to their respective bases. So Telenko at second base. Take that out. Telenko at first base. Nice first and second base. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's a Gutwein. It's inside and tight. Just did get out of the way. Jason Gutwein leads the team with hit by pitches. And hit by pitch 16 times this season. That's probably a record in the record book. Sure, I think Caden Minnick hit about 8 times. He pitched. Just misses outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Sure. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Runners at first and second base. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Of a set position, they'll check second base. Look at it. Long look. Here comes the pitch. Going to take it the other way. Base hit. Get that back. Hudson Gutwein. Fight it off. Catch made. Hudson Gutwein. He only took that breaking pitch the other way. Then he got it to the outfield. He's caught for the third out. And the Knights play defensively in the bottom of the seventh inning. At 6.5. Knights 6. Indians 1. So Knights is going to play defensively here in the inning. And I say, well, there's always some good baseball in Class 1A. Class 1A, this game, I should say, this day started. It was 11 a.m. contest on the 8th. That's today. South Central at 14-8. The Satellites, they went against the Annapolis Lutheran at 17-5 on the season. Lutheran got the win, and we'll mention it at Jasper High School also. Second game today, Barr Reeve and Shackamack. It was a 1-0 contest. Barr Reeve in front of Shackamack in the 7th. I'm not sure if that held up. It may have. And we'll also mention Barr Reeve and Shackamack, good teams. And Barr Reeve, a good team, as mentioned. A year ago, Central Catholic Knights went to a 1-0 decision then. But anyway, we'll mention at LaPorte Schreiber High School, it's Morgan Township at 13-13. They got the win. They had a +5 win streak intact. It was against Fremont, 15-14 is what I have. But in practice, best night, not right all the time, even though they held the affiliate owned by CBS Sports. And we are thankful. They had a +3 winning for win game going on. And then, you know about this game, Central Catholic and Union City. And I will mention next weekend on Friday, the 14th, 5:30 game, 8 o'clock game. Don't know what class it'll be. Saturday, 4:30 and 8 o'clock game. That's on the 15th. That happens to be my son's 34th birthday. He was born on 6/15 in 1990. You take 6 times 15, it's 90. Here comes the first pitch from Gerke in the bottom of the 7th. In the batter's box for Union City is number 30, Caleb Lutz. The junior, he's an outfielder and a pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, did get the break he wanted. Ball two. Balls, two strikes. Here comes a wind and the pitch from Gerke. Going to take one the other way, foul ball. It's going to stay in the play. It will fill the play. It goes up against the fence, but lots of space. Foul territory here at LaPorte Schreiber High School. Here comes a pitch. A ball back to the screen. Tip just got underneath the baseball, just barely. Goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's batter bottom of the 7th. He pitched in there for a strike, going to lock him up, going to set him down looking. So, one out here in the top of the 7th, from the bottom of the 7th inning, stepping into bat for Union City. Going to be number 12, Chase O'Connor, he's a junior class member. Take a first pitch, strike. And we'll mention Jason Connor is the pitcher of record. This is Jace O'Connor. Here comes the pitch. A tip off the Jackson pops up. They give him a new baseball. They'll pocket that one that landed on the dirt around the home plate surround. Home plate umpire having fun today and doing a good job. A good job. Pitch comes in above the zone. A 1. That's just an editorial comment, but he's doing a good job. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Gerke. Outside of ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. Bottom of the 7th inning. Throws the glove, working from the wide out. Gerke, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. and they'll set him down swinging. There are two outs in the bottom of the seventh. So let's put the ball back in the glove of Lucas Gerke. Going to step into bat. In City Indians. Swung on, base hit. The grass left center field, coming in to make the grab there, throwing it back in, hit the cutoff. Mikey Stapleton with Brent Robbins. Base hit off the bat of the one-hitter, Jason Connor. Shortstop, he'll remove those batting gloves again. Put the sliding gloves on. I think I'd be the same way. Keep my batting gloves clean. Put dirty old sliding gloves on. Stepping in. Two-hitter, Zach Folk. Here comes the pitch. Your curveball, outside, strike call. Should say outside edge. No balls, one strike, peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Kaskirky, a long peer. The set position. Comes the pitch to Folk. She swing. All one. One ball, one strike. Little bit of a close chance on the instep. Zach Folk started this game as the pitcher. The senior class member comes in outside edge, strike called. Taken off of second base, stolen base, Jason Connor. Action Kane elects not to make a throw. One, two count. Hitter, Zach Folk. And looking at singles, Kaskirky. Alva said he'll check second base. Comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Good block. I should say short hops the glove of Jackson Kane. He got his finger in there trying to corral that baseball. And we'll hope he doesn't get a little blood going there. What about the middle finger? That circumstance would be the guess. He blocked the baseball. Jackson Kane. How many get by him? Two count. Bounce. Oh, for ball three. Block, Jackson Kane, and ask for a new baseball. Hurt in the seams. Hurt in the seams of the baseball. Going to throw the balance off. That curveball, not the same. You go to a MLB or a minor league game, they can mess go through a couple hundred baseballs a game. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Gerke. Outside, ball four. So Zach Folk is going to walk down the, he'll jog down to first base. Runners at first and second base. Oh, the Indians. Stepping in, three-hitter, Trendon Spence. Trendon Spence can surely play center field. He's got a lot of range. He's got the authority to call off a left or a right fielder. A ball foul, third base. No balls, one strike. Brendan Spence. Brendan Spence, the season. Batting 368. 464 on base percentage. 21 hits, 13 singles, 4 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs. Brendan Spence. Pitch comes in over his head. Ball. Jackson had to definitely come out of crouch there. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Peering in, looking at singles, Lucas Gerke. On the set position. Here comes the pitch. One on, you're going to pop one foul. The play. 1-2 count, two outs. 1-2 count, step back in. Before Trendon Spence. Out of the set, Lucas Gerke. Comes the pitch. The swing and a miss. Drop third strike, Jackson tags him. Just outside the batter's box, third out, and that's going to complete the ball game. First game, it's play in the first game. They'll play in one more here tonight. It'll be an 8 o'clock Eastern time start. It'll be a 7 o'clock start Central time. And we'll mention final score of this ball game. Knights 6, Indians 1. Both teams are going to cross in front of home plate. They're going to shake hands. They're going to go medium 5 down low as they touch hands. And I tell you what, good ball game here. Indians of Union City. Union City, up and happening town. And I did mention, I'll mention it again, they got the youth baseball diamonds. Right there pretty close to that apartment complex. That apartment complex was just sold, and it belonged to someone else. You can contact Glenville. Glenville EXP Realty. We thank you for tuning in. We're going to listen. We're going to actually get ready for the second game here today. We'll go back somewhere else. We'll make some notes for both teams, and we'll be ready for game two. We do appreciate you listening. We thank the hospitality. Hospitality here at LaPorte High School is off the charts. So we thank you for tuning in, and if you want to stay tuned, we may not, but we thank you for tuning in until tonight, probably about 7:45 Eastern time. We'll try to begin about that time. That put me in sports.com. If you can't make it live, it's always better to make it live. If you can't make it on live, then if you want to listen in, please do. Well, make it no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Coach Bourne, not too long a drive, but worth the drive.
You know, we're just happy to be playing, and, you know, I thought we did enough today to get the job done. We had runners on all night or all afternoon, and, you know, we got some big hits, but we also left a few out there. But I thought it was really, he didn't have his best stuff today, but he made the pitches when he had to, and I thought the double play, consecutive walks was a huge play in that game.
Union City, that came right back. He got one on, that came right back, and they were not done for any stretch.
No, we knew they were. You know, they were a great hitting team coming in, and we knew they were going to pressure on us defensively and make us make some plays. And you know, they're a good club. Seniors on that club, we faced them 2 years ago when they were sophomores, and they've really really improved. And so fortunate to get a win today.
Once you got some players that go multiple hits, that's rare to get. But you had some do that today.
Yeah, I thought we had good at bats all day. We, you know, especially early in innings, we didn't have great at bats late in innings. But I thought, you know, Hudson Gutline really kind of set the tone. He and Gavin set the tone today. Squared a lot of balls up, and we were on base all day.
Taking time off, you're probably going to get off your feet. I'm going to come back for 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Tonight, and that'll be against Morgan Township.
You know, we're having a tough task tonight. We know we're going to be facing a tough pitcher, and our guys are, you know, we know we're one step away from getting back to where we wanted to get to. So we'll take a short break here, take a shower, eat, and get right back.